Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved master Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madini channel, in this silsila of Islamic manners, inshallah azza wa jal, we will learn about using vulgar language, slandering and backbiting. There is a Hadith Mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari. Hazrat Sahal bin Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, a person who gives me the guarantee of something which is between his jaws, that means his tongue, and something which is between his legs, and that is private part, I give him the guarantee of Jannah. So in other words, it means that a person who refrains from doing anything from the tongue or with the tongue or with his private part which is prohibited in Islam, there is a promise of Jannah for such person. So therefore, we need to take control of our situations, and we need to look towards our tongue, our utterances, and when we speak, what we say, whether it is allowed or not allowed. And even we have to save ourselves from any act of shamelessness, any unlawful act. For example, adultery or anything that leads to adultery, then that person is given the promise of Jannah. There's a hadith mubarika in Tirmizi and in Ibn Majah. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, something which leads people mostly to Jannat, and that is taqwa, piety, fear of Allah, and husne khulq, beautiful character, beautiful Islamic character, living according to sunnah style, living according to the seerah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And something which mostly take people to Jahannam is what is between his mouth or between his jaws and what is between his legs. So that means, in other words, his tongue and his private part can lead people to Jahannam mostly. There's a hadith mubarakah in Tirmizi and in Darimi and in Bahqi, also reported by Imam Ahmad, that Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who remained silent, he attained salvation. So alhamdulillah, in this beautiful hadith of two sentences, there is an ocean of knowledge, that the one who remained silent, he attained salvation. Because the one who doesn't remain silent, who speaks a lot, he will end up speaking lies, he will end up backbiting, slandering, using vulgar language, swearing, and all these acts lead to Jahannam. So if one wants to stay in a situation that he is saved from Jahannam, then one should exercise silence most of the time. Imam Ahmad and Tirmizi report from Uqba bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu that I went to the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I said, what is the salvation? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, control your tongue and your house should have capacity for you. It means stay in your house, don't run around this way and that way. If you stay in your house most of the time, you will be saved from many mischiefs that are happening outside the house, in the outer world, in the marketplaces, in clubs, in stadiums, in many other social events that take place. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised that control tongue and stay in your house. And when you make a mistake, you should cry with the fear of Allah azza wa jal, and because of the embarrassment that you feel after committing sin, then this is salvation. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we learn from this hadith mubarakah that a person who controls his tongue, a person who remains mostly at home, just goes out and does his necessary things and comes back and stays at home, and if he commits sins, he cries in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is given a glad tidings of salvation. Imam Tirmizi has reported a hadith from Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the son of Adam alayhi salam, mean human being, when a person gets up in the morning, all the body organs, all the body parts, they request to the tongue humbly, that, O tongue, you should fear Allah, because we are attached to you, we belong to you, we are connected with you. If you remain upright, we will all be upright. And if you are crooked, then we all will be crooked. So this Hadith Mubarakah tells us very clearly that the tongue has very strong influence over the other parts of the body. If the tongue is right, the other parts of body are also right. And if the tongue is crooked or wrong, the other parts of the body are also crooked and wrong. Therefore, we must take heed and take this matter very seriously and control our tongue, because this can put us into very serious trouble. Hazrat Imam Tirmizi reports from Sufyan bin Abdullah Thaqafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that I said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me something that I should fear the most. In other words, that there is a danger for me that I can be harmed or hurt. So tell me that thing. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam caught his blessed tongue and he indicated towards it and he said, this. So this can harm you the most. And this is the one that you should fear the most, because this can put you into a danger. And mostly this happens when person swears at someone, or he backbites, and the other people, if they come to know, they retaliate. For example, if there's a fight, and this person who used his tongue, he might be given the hiding. But then who is receiving the hiding? Not the tongue. It's actually the hands. It's the head. It's the face. It's the eyes. It's the nose. It's the legs and the feet. So whole body can be in trouble because of the tongue. And this is the worldly matters. But even in the hereafter, all other parts of the body would be facing the azab of Jahannam because of the wrongdoings of the tongue. Therefore, the tongue needs to be controlled. Imam Bahki reports a hadith from Imran bin Hasin radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, person who remains steadfast on silence, it is better than the worship of 60 years. So dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is a great characteristic, to remain silent. Alhamdulillah, in the mahal, in the environment of Dawat Islami, this matter is emphasized very much. And we hear that slogan over and over, Ek chup sau suk. Ek chup sau suk. It's being repeated over and over, that one silence will cause 100 comforts to you. And here we learn in Hadith Mubarakah, one silence is better than the ibadat of 60 years. Therefore, Amir Ahle Sunnat, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, رضوی زیائی دامت برکاتہم القدسیہ انکریجز اس ٹو یوز سائن لینگویج سم ٹائمز سو وی اسپیک لیس اینڈ ہی انکریجز اس ٹو ڈو سم اماؤنٹ آف ٹاکنگ ود رائٹنگز سو وی کین فارم دا ہیبٹ آف ناٹ ٹاکنگ اے لاٹ اور لیس ٹاکنگ بیکاز لیس ٹاکنگ از واٹ وی نیڈ ٹو سیو اور سیلوز ان دا آخرہ مور ٹاکنگ کین پٹ اس ان ٹو ٹربل امام بحقی رپورٹس دیٹ حضرت ابو ذر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ہیز رپورٹڈ اے حدیث مبارکہ ہی سیز دیٹ آئی سیڈ ٹو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پلیز ایڈوائز می رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ ٹو ہم دیٹ آئی میک وصیت آف تقوی ٹو یو ان ادر ورڈز آئی ایڈوائز یو اباؤٹ تقوی اباؤٹ پائٹی اباؤٹ فیئر آف اللہ عز و جل اینڈ آل یور ورکس یور میٹرز وڈ بی بیوٹیفائڈ اینڈ بلیسڈ اینڈ آئی سیڈ یا رسول اللہ ایڈوائز می مور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ دیٹ ٹیک دا تلاوت آف قرآن مجید اینڈ ذکر اللہ نیسسری فار یو مین انگیج ان ذکر اللہ اینڈ ان دا تلاوت آف کلام پاک ریگولرلی سو بیکاز آف دس یو ول بی مینشنڈ ان heavens, in skies, and on the earth there will be light for you. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, please advise me more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you should adopt silence in abundance, mean try to remain silent most of the time, because by doing so, you will chase shaitan away. You will push shaitan away. And you will get help on the dini, on the religious activities and religious matters. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, advise me more. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم سیڈ ریفرین فرام لافنگ بیکاز دس کلز دا ہارٹ اینڈ اٹ ریموز دا لائٹ آف دا فیس آئی سیڈ یا رسول اللہ ایڈوائز می مور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ سے دا ٹروتھ ایون دو دا ٹروتھ از بٹر آئی سیڈ یا رسول اللہ ایڈوائز می مور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم replied that do not fear the criticism of a criticizer in the matters of Allah Azza wa Jal. In other words, in the matters of deen. I said, Ya Rasulullah, advise me more. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who will look towards his own faults, he will never get involved in the faults of others. And the useful thing is this, that one should ponder upon his own faults so he can try to remove them. It is a long hadith, but alhamdulillah we have learnt many beautiful madani pearls from this hadith-e-mubarakah. And one of the thing that is mentioned is that we should adopt silence in abundance. And its benefit is mentioned that it would push the shaitan away from you and you will get help in your dini matters. So that's a very important sentence in Hadith Mubarakah on the subject matter that we are discussing. Hazrat Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala reports from Aslam that one day Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala went to Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had his tongue in his hand and he was pulling. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "What happened? Why are you doing this? May Allah forgive you. What is wrong?" Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that this tongue has put me into destructions. Although Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is categorical jannati and as being Sahabi Rasul and Afdalul Khalaik Ba'd al-Anbiya, the greatest in the creation of Allah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we cannot imagine that he would have been using his tongue uselessly or for the wrong reasons or using vulgar words or backbiting or slandering. He was a person of taqwa. But still, he was so careful and he feared that the tongue puts people into trouble. And in order to educate us, he behaved in this way. That we need to do that more often and remind ourselves. Have we ever done this, what Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu did? Have we ever pulled our tongue and reminded ourselves that this is the one that puts us into destructions and into halakat? So if we can start doing that practically, inshallah azza wa jal, we will focus more on the abuse of tongue and safeguard ourselves. Hazrat Imam Ahmad and Bahqi report from Abada bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Imam Ahmad and Bahqi radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports from Abada bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Give me the guarantee of 6 things, I take the guarantee of Jannah for you. I give you the guarantee of Jannah for you. Number 1, when you speak, say the truth. When you promise, fulfill the promise." That was number 2. And number 3, when a trust is kept by you, amanat is kept by you, you return it back safely, mean look after it. Number 4, protect your private parts. Do not commit adultery. Number 5, keep your gaze low. And number 6, control your hands. It means that don't use your hands to hurt or harm others, or use your hands in an act of disobedience. In this hadith mubarakah, the first point is about when you say something, you must speak the truth. So this relates to the tongue. So if we are in habit of speaking lies, then of course that promise is not for us. Because that promise of Jannah is for the person who fulfills those six things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we can have these beautiful six qualities. So the responsibility which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taken of Jannat can be proven true for us as well. Hazrat Imam Tirmizi radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a believer should not be a curser. In other words, he should not be cursing other people. So that cursing also relates to the tongue. Sometimes people unlawfully, unjustfully start cursing others. And in Urdu culture, this word is used very common. Sometimes they say, us par lanat ho. Also in Punjabi they say, us par lakh lanat. In other words, 100,000 curses. And they use it so freely and so commonly. And this is also the fault of the tongue. So if we don't have a control on the tongue, we'll start cursing other people, start sending lanat on other people. And whereas we learn from Hadith Mubarakah, our beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that this is not suitable for a believer that he is cursing. And there's a hadith in Tabarani Thabit bin Dahaq Ansari radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, to curse a believer is same as killing him. And a person who accuses a Muslim man or a woman with kufr, with blasphemy, this is equal to murder. In other words, as if he has killed them. So we must be very careful when we relate certain acts of sin or kufr to certain people. If it is not justifiable, then it would be very dangerous for ourselves and for our iman. And in order to empower yourself and have more knowledge on these issues, it is necessary for us to read the book written by Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiyah, Kufriya Kalimat ke bare mein sawal jawab, questions and answers regarding words of blasphemy. But I must also remind that this book is written on a very technical subject. Therefore, it is advised, and Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Qudsiyah also advises, that this book should be learnt under authentic muftis, lesson by lesson. Otherwise, it might become dangerous for someone if you misunderstand some matter, and the consequences could be very serious. There's a hadith mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari and in Muslim, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who calls his brother a kafir. So this word will return to one of them. In other words, that if the called one is kafir, then the word kafir goes to him. Otherwise, the word will return back to the caller. So therefore, this matter of kufr should be left for the authentic, credible ulama. The public, the awam, should not get involved in these issues. You might end up calling someone a kafir unjustfully, and then that returns back to you, and you, in other words, you might be saying yourself that you are a kafir. And in Sahih Bukhari, Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who accuses another person with fisq and kufr, mean with sin and with blasphemy, and that person is not like that, it returns to the caller. In other words, he's calling himself a fasiq, he's calling himself a kafir. Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim both report a hadith from Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day of judgment, the lowest status would be of that person, that people left him because of his bad character, because of his harmful behavior. And in another narration, that people left him because of his fuhush, because of his vulgar language, or his acts of shamelessness and indecency. So people stayed away from him, they stayed far away from him because of such conduct and such behavior. This person would be in the lowest station amongst the people on the day of Qiyamah. So this is a serious warning for people who use bad language, they use vulgar language, they backbite, they slander, and they sway. In Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim, there's a hadith reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the worst of all on the day of Qiyamah would be that person who is dhul wajhain. In other words, two-faced person with double standard. He is the person that on the day of judgment would be seen as worst of every person. Because this is the way and the character of hypocrites. And we need to be truthful, we need to be one-tongued. So dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, from these several ahadith which we have discussed, we have learnt many important matters. And it is a very serious matter. We have loose tongues and we say anything we feel like saying. It's so common that people are even uttering words of kufr on daily basis because they don't have a control on their tongue. They don't learn, they don't have the knowledge. So there is an opportunity in the mahal, in the atmosphere of Dawat Islami. Come in and learn the basics of your deen. Learn the skills to protect your deen and your iman and your faith. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, these type of classes are conducted at many places throughout the world in the form of halqas, dars, ijtimas. So wherever you are, join Dawat Islami. Attend the weekly ijtima'a of Dawat Islami. And travel in Madani Qafilas. Because Madani Qafilas are mobile madrasas, mobile schools that come to you to educate you. So in your area, in your vicinity, you make sure that you join them, you support them, and get the maximum benefit. May Allah give us tawfiq to do the good deeds so we may be successful in the hereafter. Ameen, bijahin Nabil Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Give thanks to Allah for the moon and the stars. Praise Him all day for what is and what was. Take hold of your iman, don't give in to shaitan. Oh, you who believe, please give thanks to Allah.